This is Sunday Satsang, July 26, 2020. It's a question about free will. If there is no free will, like for example, Krishna's in control of everything that happens to us, it's by his free will, his mercy only, that we join Krishna consciousness. It's nothing to do with us deciding to join the temple. But what about the concept of karma then? And choosing to act in a certain way and getting reactions for that. If you search all the Goswami books and entire Vedas and describing the jiva, living entities, you'll not find any mention of the Sanskrit terms anusvatantra, which means minute independence. There's no description of the jivatma anywhere in Sanskrit books with Anu Svatantra, minute independence, or Svatantra Icha, means independent or free will. So free will and independence is an illusion. It's because the jivas have zero free will. The jivas are eternally dependent living entities. Bhagavad Gita is the essence of Upanishads, and everywhere it proclaims that jivas have no free will or independence. 327 Gita, Prakriti Kriyamanani, Gunani Karmani Sarvasha, Ankara Vimudatma Karta Miti Manyate. A person bewildered by pride thinks that he or she is a doer of actions, which are being done by the senses made of Prakriti. Bali Vidyabhushan gives a commentary in this verse, 327 from Gita. The sense of doership of the Atman is only made possible by the body, senses, and life errors, and by the Paramatma, who is the activator of all things. The jiva is not the only factor. That the jiva thinks that he's the only doer is a result of bewilderment from false ego. And